This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 25th. God's word for you today is Faith Matters. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, and it says, "Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." Whenever the enemy comes at you, life throws challenges at you, and when you are under pressure, it is not about your cars, houses, finances, health, or your children. It is all about your faith. Jesus said to Peter, "The enemy wants to sift you all, but I pray that your faith will not fail. I pray that your faith will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." The enemy wants you to doubt God, abandon God, and turn your back on the things that you have held dear. The enemy wants you to say no to Jesus and to the things of God. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you will stand strong and build your faith. And everything that has been thrown at you to crush you, God will use it to build you up in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. God is saying to you, do not crush your faith, build your faith. Do not abandon your faith, build your faith. Do not minimize your confidence and faith, build your faith. Colossians 2 verse 5 to 7 says, "I rejoice that you're living as you should and that your faith in Christ is strong. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thanksgiving." When your roots grow down in Christ, you draw up nourishment from Jesus. Then your faith can grow and the fruit of your faith is an overflow of gratitude to the Lord. Biblical faith is to trust the God you cannot see in spite of what you can see, even though you do not understand it. Full understanding is not required sometimes for you to have biblical faith. You may not know how, but you know whom you have believed. You may not know how it is going to happen, but you know the God that has said he will bring it to pass. Do you know how signals get into your radio? No, you just turn your radio and listen to a station. When you dial someone's number, do you know how the call gets to the person? You do not. The person may be on another continent, but you call and speak to the person. You do not know how the voice travels, but you believe it will. If you can believe that, then you can believe God. We struggle in our faith because we feel that we do not have enough faith to believe God. You already have enough faith, but you need to grow your faith. Let us pray. Father, as I follow and build my life on Jesus, cause my faith in Christ to grow strong, and I will overflow with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.